Hey, Nats, all these years I've been making flatbread, off and on, not a lot, but always in the oven, and now you got this way to do it right in a frying pan. You don't even have to turn on the oven. This is really cool. You want to tell us about that?
You know, Stein, it's funny because I've been doing the same thing, making flatbread in the oven over the years. The first flatbread I learned to make was Persian-style flatbread. It was naan, just flour, salt, a little bit of yeast, and some thyme. And I'd roll it out, make kind of ridges in it with my fingers and put yogurt, a little bit of plain yogurt or milk or half and half something, just to give it a gloss. And it was fabulous. I made this for a very long time. Now, about a year ago, I got invited to go out on my friend Ken and Susan's sailboat. Now, these folks live on the sailboat and had recently taken a 2-year tour. But one of the things they did, Ken learned to make flatbread in a frying pan. He learned to make it the same way he ate it when he was a child growing up in Jordan. So he was born and raised in Jordan. And what I loved about his story is he tells me he recalls going to the village baker. It was like a cranky old guy, and all the little kids would run there and, you know, hand over a coin and run away with delicious, warm flatbread. Well, he figured a way to do this in his tiny little sailboat kitchen in the cast iron skillet and showed me how to do it. So I shared this in the Seattle Times last week because it's so easy to do. I just want you to go home and try it.
Well, I am going to go home and try it. But before I do, I want to ask you something about that recipe, which looks quite simple and easy to follow. And great, you don't have to crank up the whole oven to do it. But after you've shaped the dough, you say stack them up on a plate, one on top of another?
Right. I put a little parchment paper in between. But if you just put a lot of, I don't know why Ken does this, maybe because he doesn't have room in his galley kitchen. But this was precisely his recipe, and we've done it that way. We stack them on a dinner plate. I put parchment paper in between. You could put a little, just some flour.
Uh-huh.
And it just needs a little bit of rest once, I think, what is it, about 20 minutes or so, once you roll the thing out.
So they can be stacked up like that, and the bottom one can still rise with all that weight on it?
Yeah, seems to. I mean, it doesn't rise a lot. It's more of a rest than a rise.
And it's going to do its actual rising when it hits that hot pan, huh?
Right. You have to play with the heat a little bit. Not too hot, but hot enough. And you don't put any oil or anything on the pan. You could, but you don't have to. You just plop that thing on one at a time. Boom, right there. And the secret, Ken says, is to try to get your hands on a glass lid. Now, I went to Goodwill and found one cheap, but you can also, I've done this, use a Pyrex glass, like a pie pan. You just have to be very, very careful. Turn that upside down and put it on top of your frying pan. And if things go well, you watch this thing just go poof. The steam that's inside under the lid allows the thing to poof up into a perfectly poofy pita. Now, if it doesn't work, guess what? Big deal. You still have great flatbread.
I think everybody ought to make their own flatbread because that stuff's not cheap.
No, it's really expensive. And when I go to a store and I buy, what, 4, maybe 6 rounds of pita bread for $4 or $5, I think, why am I spending this money?
When it's so easy to make at home.
And it's fresher and it tastes better.
And now you don't even have to turn on the oven. So, okay, I'll have a link to your recipe in the Food for Thought web post at kplu.org, as well as your pictures of your beautiful flatbread. With Seattle Times food writer, the perfectly poofy Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.